This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraq's new government has already started work. It's still not clear how much power those leaders will have when Iraqi sovereignty is returned June 30th. The U.S. and Britain are still negotiating with other nations over a U.N. resolution that governs critical questions, including the role of U.S. troops in the country. And Iraqis are deciding what they think of a president and other leaders endorsed by a United Nations envoy. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Furniture salesman Ali Ismail is taking a wait-and-see attitude about Iraq's new interim government.
We welcome the new government, but they have to be honest. We need more than promises. If they do a good job, fine. But if they don't, they'll have to go.
He says he knows Iraq's new president, Sunni Muslim Ghazi al-Yawar, comes from an influential tribe. He knows less about the new prime minister, former Ba'athist Ayad al-Alawi. Down the street, TV salesman Jamil Ibrahim is more supportive.
The president and the prime minister look like fine people. We hope to see something good from them.
He said the most important priority for Iraq remains security, although jobs and housing aren't far behind on his list. U.S. officials frequently say they expect an increase in violence ahead of the June 30th handover, and some Iraqi officials predict it won't diminish afterwards. Before that transition, Iraq and the U.S. must work out a legal agreement for U.S. troops to remain there. The arrangement is expected to be incorporated into a United Nations resolution. Iraq's National Security Advisor, Mowafiq al-Rubai, says U.S. troops must stay for now.
The Iraqi security forces is going to be part and parcel of the command and structure of the multinational forces in Iraq. All major decision, we're going to be consulted and share the decision. Let's be frank. We will need the multinational forces for the foreseeable future. We will need them because we're not ready yet.
He expects the Iraqi government to be consulted on security questions at the strategic, policy, and operational levels. Rubai would not hazard any guess of a date by when Iraqi police, the army, intelligence, and other forces would be ready to take charge. The current draft of the UN resolution says foreign troops could be asked to leave by the next Iraqi government, due to be chosen after elections in January. Although security is Iraq's main problem, the new prime minister does have other goals for the 7 months he'll be in power. Yesterday he mentioned sewage, electricity, and jobs. Iraq's new minister of industry, Hajim al-Hassani, said security is crucial to attracting investment. He's open to helping especially U.S. companies invest.
Favoritism, sure, for some countries who help Iraq, you have to do something for them. But it's not going to be like just them. But, you know, because America and other countries, they helped and they are contributing to the well-being of this country, I don't see any reason not to help these countries to get some contracts here.
Hassani was a deputy member of the now-dissolved Iraqi Governing Council. The vast majority of the new cabinet members were not on the unpopular council, but three of the four top jobs have gone to former council members. That's raised questions about how much of a change this government really is, and how much they'll disagree with U.S. priorities for Iraq. To add legitimacy to the government, United Nations envoy Lakhdar Brahimi is proposing a conference next month. He wants hundreds of Iraqis, supporters and critics of the U.S. and the new government, to meet and talk about what they want for the country. Iraqis will have to take charge, says one new minister. The goodbye party for the U.S. administrator here, Paul Bremer, is already being planned. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.